You're listening to the Podmania Pro Wrestling Podcast. Just a sample of the best pro wrestling podcasts we can produce on our tiny budget. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, at Podmania, YouTube, and Instagram, at The Real Podmania. If it's wrestling you want, check out more of our great content at www.podmania.weebly.com. Let's do this.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Podmania podcast. I'm your host, Rob Goodwin. I'm joined once again by Garth Jackson. How are you, my friend?
Hello, hello, hello. Yeah, good, good.
Looking forward to this one.
I was just going to say, are you sure you're good? You look at what we're reviewing this week, and are you really good? Seriously? Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with our Impact review for this week. And wow. So I was a little bit suspicious when the only match announced and the only thing really that was announced about this week's Impact was the second annual Eli Drake Gravy Train Turkey Trot. And I thought, you know what, maybe they just haven't announced any matches. Maybe it's going to be, you know, more of a surprise thing. No, no, no. The entire hour and a half of this show was to build to this stupid match.
Yeah.
And I understand, you know, it's good fun. It's good family-friendly fun. It was dog shit, Garth, is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was
utter. It was obviously a week off for everybody. So they just clubbed this together with whoever was left over.
But so is Eli Drake suddenly fine with everyone now? Is that what I'm supposed to believe? Was this canon? Was this not canon? I don't understand.
I don't even think they'll refer to this next week. It's like a one-off thing, isn't it?
I hope not. Because this, you know, we've both said that this was such hard work to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I feel like we deserve some manner of recognition just for sticking this out for the hour and a half. It was such hard work. I mean, just the entire premise of it, everything was based with them drawing team members out of this thing, with Falabar being one team captain and Eli Drake being the other team captain. And then they'd pick a team member, and there would be a skit about that team member. And then we'd have a break, and we'd cut to a Global Wrestling Network moment of the week. Because, yes, this might not be canon, Garth, but we'll still fucking get a moment of the week in. And then we'd cut back, and the other team would draw one. And it'd be just rinse, repeat. And it was just the most arduous thing to get through. It really was. I mean, there was a couple of highlights, but they were hard to come by.
Yeah, most of them were like video pieces or flashbacks.
Yeah, but even the video packages were repeated. We saw the one about Tessa Blanchard twice. We saw the one about the X Division being cashed in twice.
Yeah.
You know, even the video packages, we weren't getting new ones. We were just getting the same thing. And whilst that's fine, and whilst I understand that this probably wasn't canon, just throw another match in there.
Yeah. Any match?
I don't care what it is. It can be the Desi Hit Squad against Jobbers. Don't give a shit. Just give me something else so I've not got to waste my hour and a half watching Impact, watching this dog shit. Because there wasn't even like food or a food fight afterwards. It was just like, what the fuck is this? What is this? Anyway, the two teams ended up being Team Falabar, which was Falabar, KM, Kikitaro, who is apparently a Japanese sensation. I don't know much about him myself. Desmond Xavier, who was probably the MVP of the match. Did some excellent stuff. There was a really, really good passage with OVE. And Alicia, who cut quite possibly two of the most wooden promos I've ever seen in my life, taking on the team of Eli Drake, Jake Crist, Rohit Raju, Glenn Gilberti made an appearance, Disco Inferno, and Katarina. So, you know, they pulled out the big guns for this match, Garth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A-list.
Oh, yeah. We knew we were in for a good show.
I mean, to be fair, like, there were a couple of good bits from Don Callis where he just kept basically saying, who booked this idiot about, like, Disco Inferno?
Go on.
Because their feud obviously runs... It's been running for ages now.
Oh, yeah.
Just the podcasts and stuff.
And, yeah, like you said, Don Callis was one of the very, very few bright sparks of this Impact showing. But it wasn't all about this show. It wasn't all about this match, Garth. No. No, we cut away from it. We cut away from it to the arena in Las Vegas, where we were treated to the sexy dancers. They're rather ingeniously called. And what this was some girls scantily clad came to the ring and shook their arses, whilst Scarlett Bordeaux stood in between them, looking awkward.
Like a prostitute?
Yeah, pretty much, like a prostitute. And she would do some squats, she'd do some slut drops, and then she'd rub various parts of herself, her thighs, her tits, her stomach, her arse. And that was it.
It's so embarrassing.
Honestly, I was like, my girlfriend's going to think I'm watching porn here.
Well, this is the type of shit that... This is the moment where someone who doesn't watch wrestling would just happen to walk into a room and they'd be like, what the fuck are you watching?
What the fuck is this?
And you're like, no, there's good bits.
Yeah, I promise, just wait for LAX, please. Austin Aries will be back soon.
But instead, he's watching this, like, fucking...
drivel.
Attitude era type...
At least dross. The Attitude era would have some matches. They'd be squashes and they'd be shit, but at least there'd be something to break up the monotony that was this show. I mean, this was awful.
At least we've got an announcement.
We did get an announcement, Garth. And shall we wrap up this match really quickly? And then we'll get on to that announcement. You know, the actual... decent thing that came out of this god-awful show. Basically, we had some promos then from the two teams. We had Team Falabar, whose entire thing was Falabar doing a bah promo, which was relatively entertaining, actually. And then Alicia giving this just, if you haven't seen it already, just go back and watch it. It is the most horrendous promo. She stumbles over her words, and it doesn't make sense. She's trying to reply to Katarina, and it's worse than Kira Hogan.
It's worse than Kalisto.
It is. Lucha things.
Thing.
But it's awful. It's really bad. And then Eli Drake's team cut a promo about how, you know, I don't know. I don't know what they said, Garth, because I wasn't interested.
Mm-mm.
The match then took place, and we had... yeah, this match with the loser donning this turkey suit, and apparently this would destroy their career. At this point, as the only one who wasn't a full-time wrestler was Gilberti, he was losing.
Yeah, definitely.
But there was some decent bits of this match. I thought Falabar actually looked relatively decent in this match.
He seemed to spend the most time in there as well.
Yeah, he did. Desmond Xavier looked extremely good, high-flying. He did an X-1-9, which is his version of the 619, in case you didn't know. And he had a really, really good interchange with OVE, who was standing ringside, you know, doing flips and shit, did... super kicked Sami Callihan into Dave Crist, which was nice.
The centipede Boston Crab.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is funny.
That was good. And then there was the head scissors as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what? That was fun. That's fine.
There was a bit that I really enjoyed was where everyone was still outside the ring. And Eli Drake ran up as if he was going to do it and then just went, nah.
Yeah, which fit in really well with his character development. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Throughout this match, do you know what my favourite bit was, Garth? Genuinely. It was Sami Callihan having a full-on argument with the turkey suit was on the referee's hand. I genuinely found that really entertaining. which was just, which was ridiculous.
Because the ref was totally playing up to it as well.
He was the ref, full on enjoying it. It was the 12-year-old ref who Scarlett Bordeaux attempted to sexually harass a couple of weeks ago. Speaking of Scarlett Bordeaux, she made this all worse by becoming a sexy pilgrim.
So bad.
She came down to the ring to stop the match because she was dressed as a sexy pilgrim. Garth, thoughts?
Well, it's just dressed like a slut and then she just put the headpiece on and then sat in a chair for a bit.
Yeah.
Did she sit in a chair? Aye.
Yeah, no, she posed in a chair. She didn't sit in a chair. Ladies and gentlemen, if you watch this episode, you understand just how hard work it was to watch. Irrelevant of how, in quotation marks, fun it was. Anyway, Gilberti is the person who eventually takes the fall, having been squashed by Falabar hitting the Banzai drop. He originally refuses to put the turkey suit on because, you know, he's a self-respecting human being. Josh Matthews is proper playing it up. He's in the ring saying, "You made an oath." It's like, for fuck's sake, it's a turkey suit. But don't worry, Scarlett Bordeaux comes down again. She comes into the ring and says, "If there's anything that I find sexy about a man, it's that they don't take themselves too seriously." Are you for fucking real? Anyway, eventually,
to a man who does a 70s disco dance again.
Exactly. Anyway, he eventually puts on the turkey suit and the crowd shout gobble gobble and parts of me died.
At least he sort of got into it and did a bit of dance on that.
Yeah, next week I better be fucking stellar, Garth. Because let's be honest, it's your fault. I'm blaming you.
At least, apparently, the Raw World didn't sound much better.
Say again.
Apparently Raw didn't sound much better.
No, that's got a lot of people very, very cross, hasn't it, really?
Worst Raw ever.
Yeah. Have you not watched Raw from 1993? Anyway, so, one good thing that did come from this show, this absolute diatribe, was that we are getting Ultimate X back.
Yes.
So, Homecoming, stacking up to be an absolutely fantastic pay-per-view. Yeah. Ultimate X, four men climbing for that championship. It's basically a scaffold match and a ladder match all rolled into one. It's carnage. It's brilliant. So, Garth, what I want to do now is, because obviously at the moment we don't know who the four competitors are going to be, and I can only assume that in the weeks leading up to January 6th, we are going to have qualification matches, which is brilliant. Who would you like to see in that match?
I would have said Phoenix.
Well, yeah, but unfortunately Phoenix is injured. Unless, of course, don't forget these are taped, so we might have already done his tapings.
Yeah, I mean, Phoenix would be the obvious one.
Phoenix would be brilliant. Injuries, let's just take injuries out of it for a minute. I'd love to see Phoenix as well.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I mean, you could even throw in one of the Crists or something like that.
Yeah, I could see the Crists. I could see Sami Callihan. I mean, he's only just come off the back of a loss to Brian Cage before Brian Cage cashed it in. But he could still be fantastic. I mean, after seeing his performance and what he's, you know, a little glimpse of what he's capable of here, I wouldn't mind seeing Desmond Xavier in it.
Yeah, definitely.
Rich Swann, of course.
That was the next one I was going to think, yeah. Sort of obvious choice.
Willie Mack.
Because Yeah.
I mean,
are they going to see him dangling back off the ropes?
Yeah, do you know what? I can, genuinely. And you know, that's without bringing anyone back like Taiji Ishimori.
I was just going to mention him, yeah.
You know,
or Petey Williams or something like that.
Petey Williams, exactly.
Or even, I mean, they've still got, have they had Sanjay Dutt recently?
Not since we've been doing the reviews now.
No.
So, options. There are a lot of options, and this has the potential to be a show-stealing match. It really does. You look at the talent that Impact have got in that X division. Just put some brilliant people in there, and let's have a brilliant match, because it could be absolutely outstanding. Next week, though, Garth, which, thank the living Christ, is going to be better than this week, we have got Jordynne Grace taking on Katarina. We have got the debut of the Rascals. Hopefully it's going to be better than their fucking dire video package that we had to endure the other week. Eli Drake is taking on Tommy Dreamer. And we've also got Lucha Brothers taking on Willie Mack and Rich Swann.
That'd be good.
Now, that is going to be absolutely incredible. That's going to be a really, really good match. Still, at the moment of recording this podcast, nothing has been confirmed for the tag team titles come Homecoming. What would you like to see, Garth? Are we on the same page of what we'd like to see here?
Well, I think the tag team thing, I'm guessing it's going to depend on what that Rascals, how they get on. We've still got Willie Mack and Rich Swann teaming.
Yeah,
they could be in there.
Depending on if one of them is in the X division, you know, the Ultimate X match, then potentially we could see them in the tag team division. Of course, we've got that that bubbling feud between LAX, Penta and Phoenix. Is that going somewhere? Potentially, who knows? What I want to do, Garth, and I'm sure you agree with me, is I want to put this episode forever in the rearview mirror. I don't ever want to talk about it again. For me, this never happened. No. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay, because if I ever have to speak of it again, I can't promise I'm not going to slap you. And it'll have a run-up, okay? It'll be a proper happy slap. So, it's in your best interest never to bring it up again. Now, until next year when we have to review it again. Now, ladies and gentlemen, obviously this podcast is a very, very short one because it was dog shit. But we do feel bad at the fact, and we feel like we've sort of shortchanged you. So we are going to make it up to you, aren't we, Garth?
Yep, we are.
We're going to be nice to you. We're going to do a retro review. The retro reviews are back, even if it is just a one-off at the moment. We are going to take a show from the extensive Impact library, if we're perfectly honest, and we're going to review it for you on Sunday. The show we've chosen, Garth, what is it?
Lockdown 2008.
An absolutely outstanding pay-per-view. Now, we have both watched the pay-per-view. Unfortunately, I've got commitments that means I can't record it tonight, but looking at the card, we have got Samoa Joe taking on Kurt Angle, we have got the Jay Lethal, Consequences, Creed, Curry Man, who's Christopher Daniels in a mask, Johnny Devine, Shark Boy and Sonjay Dutt. That's an amazing match. You've got the weird six team cuffed in the cage match, which is just utter chaos, including the original incarnation of LAX, because of course they are. We've got an absolutely amazing Lethal Lockdown match. Absolutely stellar, including some absolutely massive names. You know, you've got Christian, you've got Kevin Nash, you've got Rhino, you've got Sting, you've got AJ Styles, you've got James Storm, you've got the Dudley Boys, or Team 3D. It's a really, really good show, and we can't wait to review it for you on Sunday. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, I apologise that we've had to leave you with a review of what was one of the worst things I've ever had to endure in my life. And I am not exaggerating.
It's definitely one of the worst. I think it's definitely one of the worst wrestling shows I've ever watched.
Without a shadow of a doubt. And that's not an exaggeration, ladies and gentlemen. But in the meantime, if you want to tell us that you really, really enjoyed it, you know, maybe you have no eyes and ears. Then, you know, talk to us on Facebook and Twitter. You can find us at Podmania. Don't forget to check out the website, www.podmania.co.uk. Temporarily forgot how many W's went to the website. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, on Castbox, on anywhere you can find a podcast. You will find us there. You can talk to us on Twitter. You can find me at real Rob Goodwin. Where can they find you, Gar?
Astrummer Jackson.
Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube, where you can continue finding the adventures of us playing Fire Pro Wrestling, our little E-Federation, again, where I am still winning the ratings war. Please leave us a 5-star review on the podcast apps. Please leave a comment. It really, really does help us out. Until Sunday, where we will be reviewing Lockdown 2008, we will talk to you guys again soon.
Adios.